1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple police forces in six cities reporting that their 911 phone lines went down overnight.
The entire state of South Dakota, one county in Nebraska, a police department in Del Rio, Texas, and two departments in Nevada, including the Las Vegas Police Department. Even landlines were unable to dial 911 into Las Vegas police. The cause of the outages? Not clear, but just yesterday, an analysis from the Homeland Security Department warned that 911 call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Many of those emergency call systems are back up now. There are reports that the Justice Department has agreed to pay $100 million to settle claims with about 100 women who say they were sexually assaulted by gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar after an internal investigation found FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial resumes today in New York. Seven jurors have been sworn in so far. This is ABC News. The NBA says its investigation is still open after banning Raptors player Jonte Porter for life for gambling.
The investigation revealing Porter left a game after just 3 minutes last month, claiming he was ill, to benefit people who had gambled that he'd have only limited playing time that night. The NBA says one gambler associated with Porter had placed an $80,000 bet on him underperforming and stood to make more than $1 million. The commissioner saying while legal sports betting creates transparency that helps identify suspicious or abnormal activity, this matter also raises important issues about the sufficiency of the regulatory framework currently in place.
ABC's Andrew Timbert. It was almost a very expensive European trip.
$143,000? Are you guys crazy?
That was a bill a Florida man got from T-Mobile. The company saying that Rene Redmond backed up the charges by using roaming data, despite Redmond saying he talked with T-Mobile before his trip. After he contacted our ABC station in Tampa, they erased the charges. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money on your fencing projects now at Menards. Add privacy and security to your home with AC2 pressure-treated pre-assembled wood fence panels. They're pressure-treated to protect from the elements and are pre-assembled for fast and easy installation. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Explore all of our fencing options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are in a tight race for Wisconsin's key electoral votes. 51% of likely Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette University Law School poll they plan to vote for Trump in November, 49% for Biden. As well within the poll's margin of error, the race changes very little with third-party candidates. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will open a weekend series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. The crew with a dramatic 1-0 win at home yesterday over the Padres. NBA, the Bucks are off after holding another practice yesterday, preparing for Sunday night against the Pacers. After going 19-20 to finish the regular season, Doc Rivers was asked about his time so far as the head coach in Milwaukee.
Well, it's not been as nice as I thought we would win a lot more. And I'm not trying to play to the city, but I've enjoyed Milwaukee. You know, know, when you're in college, you're broke, you know, so you don't have a chance to go to restaurants. And now the alumni, and I hate to say this, but I'll say the alumni that are still living, when I was in school, I can now take them to dinner. So I've had a lot of thank you dinners. And then the basketball part, I just like the organization and the group of guys that we're coaching. They're grown people, and that's been fantastic.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers today. We'll see a high near 51. Tonight, clearing out, a low near 33. Winds pick up on your Friday. We'll have sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. West winds up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 50, near 60 with sun Sunday.
Right now, it's 44.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us in the 11 o'clock hour, and we debut a new attack ad from the We Got Nothingville Super PAC. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Thank you very much.
It came really fast. 7 a.m. came really fast
it
this morning.
Sure did.
Yep.
It's cloudy this morning, 46 degrees, highs today about 48. Take that umbrella with you as you head out the door. Gonna need it this afternoon, some showers, and maybe some rain tonight. And then, oh, tomorrow looks great, mid-50s.
Yep.
Looks great for the weekend, too. Just a little cooler than we've had lately.
So if you didn't change your wiper blades like you've been meaning to do for a long period of time.
Sam, on your VW Bug, your 74 Bug, do you change the windshield wipers? Is it hard to find windshield wipers for?
I've never had to buy new ones for it. I mean, well, maybe I should have.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
but
why?
The old ones are still working well enough.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah. They probably will not be easy to find because they're about 8 inches long.
Oh.
They're really short.
Yeah, they
You've
have
used
to
them.
Be.
Are yeah. they the kind that when you accelerate, they slow down? Remember that in cars
yes.
from the 60s?
Because it makes more power on the generator
yes.
or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they had that on some
takes
cars.
Power away
yeah.
when you don't
when you
accelerate.
Accelerated. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, the old cars,
I love
they were
it.
Always fun.
Yeah.
And that's why I have so many nightmares about it, and I'll never go back to that again.
I think all of your, like, hatred for these old cars is just from the trauma of rolling your Ghia.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah, you rolled the Karmann Ghia. You were okay, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. It worked out really well, except I didn't have a car anymore, and I was in Albuquerque.
Yeah. car was totaled?
You know, that's the part that bothers me more than anything at this point.
Maybe
because
it was
a convertible. Maybe it could have been saved. Yeah. Oh, well.
You rolled a convertible and you were all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It came to as it was coming to a stop on the highway, it was sliding sideways.
Yeah.
And as it was slowing down, the tires suddenly caught the pavement.
Yeah.
And it just kind of flipped.
Okay.
And I thought because it's a unibody type of car, that if you bend any of it and any of it's, you know, you can't replace it. But I think you can. I think you could possibly have done that to the windshield supports.
Was the convertible down? I mean, did you have the top down when this happened?
No.
Oh, okay. So you had a little bit of protection.
Some protection, right. We were hanging upside down with our seatbelts on, by the way.
How long was that? You were able to clock?
Okay. Oh, no. Again, we were just slowing down. It was, and when it finally came to a stop, the wheels caught the pavement, and it just rolled over.
Okay.
just like that. And they're hard to roll over because they're very low to the ground.
Right.
So anyway, I keep thinking that maybe I shouldn't have given the car up or at least said, I'll get back to you. Hold it on your lot for a while.
This is one of your great regrets in life, John.
It is. Besides that, in my cast iron banjo that I got rid of, I feel bad about that. I will never let go.
Banjo.
Okay. Yeah, it was a cast iron banjo that was chrome plated.
Okay.
It was called a Merlin, and it was a 5-string banjo. It was the most fantastic piece of equipment ever. Scientifically and sound wise, it was just incredible.
How did you come to own this?
You decided
you were going to be a banjo player at one point?
Yeah, well, actually, I was pretty good at banjo.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. You ever think about taking it up again? Getting in a bluegrass group?
I could play old
Americana?
Joe Clark. I could play old Joe Clark really well.
Okay.
But then I was low on rent money.
Yeah.
And I ended up selling it for almost nothing because of that.
Take it to the pawn shop.
Just a collector.
Yeah.
No, he's got it, hidden away in his basement someplace,
Yeah.
As he sits there on his couch in the lower level watching his plasma TV.
What are you talking about? Your birthday is coming up. Maybe we can
find that Merlin banjo,
a little collection and see if we can
find that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Is around the Milwaukee area. It's probably gone now,
Okay.
I mean, people, pass away eventually.
Yes, they do. Kind of the way it goes, yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay, well, let's talk about Eric Hovde, because the big news was the Marquette poll said that Hovde is tied with Tammy Baldwin. Just absolutely shocking. Now, I got to say this, and I made the same mistake with dumb Ron Johnson when he was running against Russ Feingold.
Okay.
Because it was just so obvious that he wasn't ready. He was just an idiot. He couldn't think. He couldn't gather his thoughts. He had all the wrong information. He was really campaigning against Obamacare. Mm. But in the debates, he lost miserably each and every time they debated. And yet he won. It blew my mind completely. Second time around, exactly the same story. Could not believe that happened again.
So you're thinking this might be the way things are shaking out.
This could be a repeat. I mean, Tammy has done so much for Wisconsin. She's brought so much money in to help Wisconsin update their towns, their facilities, hospitals, clinics, whatever it is. She's brought the money in, and she's helped Wisconsinites and the dairy farmers. One of the dairy farmers said he backs her completely because he's done a lot for them.
And so a lot of blue collar workers. She helped save their retirement fund, their pension funds.
That's exactly right.
All that
stuff. Yeah. So now it's what? Even 50-50. They're not paying attention. The voters aren't paying attention to any of this stuff. Just the fact that he's come in from California. Yeah. He hasn't even lived here. And
he lived here way in the past.
Briefly, right?
Decades ago.
He inherited his money. Yeah. He's not a self-made man by any stretch of the imagination. And he walks around like, he knows everything in the world. He's just repeating talking points that have died out long ago and have been disproven over and over again. And now he's 50-50 with Tammy Baldwin. I'm freaking out. Wisconsin Strong tweeted, Orange County banker Eric Hovde tries to buy Wisconsin's Senate seat. He is his own special interest group.
Okay.
And it's true.
Yeah.
He's got this incredible fund that's financed by him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he owns a bank in California, just take a withdrawal out and spend it.
And then he said something that was picked up nationally. I mean, everybody trashed him for saying this. Let's go to cut 64 right now. This is what he said.
Can you imagine saying this about your mother or your grandmother? Lawrence, I was raised by my grandparents. I was so fortunate to have them, stability and their love. My grandmother lived to 94 years old. She was born before women had the right to vote. When she was 90, she broke her hip and needed nursing care for her remaining 4 years. She was proud to cast her ballot, and there was nothing that should stand in her way. Thousands of Wisconsinites live in nursing homes. Eric Hovde does not have a clue what he's talking about. And if you think about maybe he's trying to prevent older people from voting because he's ashamed of his positions on raising the retirement age and cutting Social Security and Medicare benefits. Republicans in Wisconsin and throughout the nation have tried to make it harder for young people to vote, communities of color to vote. And now we're hearing this from Eric Hovde. He is so out of touch. And maybe it's not surprising. He owns a $2.8 billion California bank. And maybe it shouldn't surprise us that he does not have a clue about the realities of Wisconsinites and their lives. And while he is self-funding his campaign, if people want to help me fight back, please go to TammyBaldwin.com.
Okay. Yeah.
It kind of sums it up. And that story, you know, just hit it. You know, Eric Hupty says, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 months life expectancy.
Yeah.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. And you have children, adult children showing up saying, who voted for my mom, you know? Mm-hmm. And he just obviously, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote this.
Right.
Hovde has diagnosed Hovde had been diagnosed with terminal cancer with only a year to live, should we take away his right to vote because he doesn't have much time vested in the future? Of course not.
No. They have a right to vote all the way up until the day they die.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, in the Marquette poll, by the way, it had a slightly heavier sample of Republicans than average. Normally there is more Republicans in the sample, but this is more this time around than average. Mm-hmm. Among registered voters, 52% supported Baldwin, 47% supported Hovde. But among likely voters, the race is a tie with both at 50%. And Kid Riles, I don't know who he is, but he always tweets. He wrote, the current life expectancy in the United States is 79 years. Eric Hovde supports raising the age one can collect Social Security to 72. Mm-hmm. So he wants us to work and contribute to Social Security for 50 years, collect for 7 years, then die. Banner effing plan, carpetbagger. And it's true. Yeah, I mean, you can't be guaranteed that you're going to live 7 years beyond 72 years old. But, you know, it's just one of those crazy things that it doesn't work out that way. You know, people's life expectancy isn't all, we are not all the same. We don't live to 79 if it's an average.
Yeah, we don't all grow up in the same kind of environments or anything. I heard a figure this morning, if you make it to 70, you're likely to make it to 82.
Yes.
So it's actually expanded a little bit. But, yeah, the point is the same. You know, you're able to vote all the way up until your last day.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
It's the way it's always been.
Let's listen to one of the things he has to say that I can't believe. You know, people, if they may not have heard this, this would be kind of crazy. 575, let's play this cut. This is Eric Hovde.
I think we need to take insurance, health insurance, more from a corporate standpoint, business standpoint, providing it for employees, to a personal. Think of every other insurance you buy in your life, your home, your auto, anything else you buy individually.
And you shop.
Yeah.
Many people shop.
Yeah. So take away employer health insurance.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Really?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and
you know, that was the big bad thing that happened during Obamacare. Because Obamacare took place, then a lot of employers couldn't continue the health care plans that they had, and people got angry that they couldn't keep the doctor that they had with their employer plan. Now, Hovde wants to get rid of employer insurance altogether. How does that work out? And people, you know, want to vote for him?
Yeah. Don't get it. 18 past the hour. Coming up, we'll have a talk with Alicia King from the U.S. Forest Service. This coming Saturday is Earth Day. We'll talk about that with Alicia King.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum?
The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM on your Madison AM dial. If you're driving around right now, check it out. Go to the Civic Media app as well, and you can tune in there. All over the social media dial, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. That's we're everywhere.
Facebook, YouTube, yeah. All over that. X. I think we're
absolutely
on X.
Okay, I want you to cue up cut 75.
All right.
All right. We want to hear the story again, you know, the Gettysburg story. As told by Trump.
It's unbelievable.
We got to check this out. Let's hear it again.
Okay.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and
beautiful.
So beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
What is he doing?
That is truly phenomenal.
Lost
but
his mind, if you ever had it.
A guy got really creative. I would assume he's a teacher, and he put out a picture of a student's paper.
Okay.
And the student's paper isn't really a student's paper.
What?
It's exactly word for word what Trump was saying there. Okay.
Okay.
He typed it out as though it were a student's paper. He graded it an F, and he had corrections all over, you know, what Trump had said.
So who did this now?
This is just a teacher.
A teacher.
Did this
okay.
As a joke, you know, and he gave the guy an F, right? Now, get this. There's one GOP, state GOP, came out and thought this was real. They thought this was an actual student's paper and criticized the educational system for churning out people this stupid.
Oops.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to the Charlotte GOP accidentally mocked a word-for-word transcription of Donald Trump's incoherent speech without realizing it was Trump's words.
Mm.
And it is a fantastic visual. It really is.
It's all marked up.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's basically happening with what do we call him now?
Dozo the Clown.
Dozo the Clown.
Yeah.
You got to love that, Dozo the Clown.
Yeah. Well, he fell asleep during the first 2 days of the Stormy Daniels hush money trial.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think they had yesterday off.
Well, we've got a Daily Show cut here about that. This is Jordan Klepper out talking to people about. Let's check this out here. This is cut 101. All right.
I was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th as well. I was with President Trump.
Sure.
I remember him talking about peacefully protesting.
Some people were talking about peaceful protests. Some people also on January 6th were talking about trial by combat.
Let's have trial by combat!
You know anybody who was talking about that?
Well, you know, look, I would say that peaceful protest is the most important thing.
No trial by combat today. No trial by combat.
Do you guys even care what's going on inside the courtroom or no?
Of course I care about what's going on in the courtroom. So let's establish some baseline facts about the trial.
Do you think Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels?
Oh, hell no.
You don't think that happened?
No, he was with Melania. Who the hell?
He's just always been a one-woman man.
Listen, he probably hasn't been, but women have thrown themselves at Trump for the almighty dollar, all those hoes.
They had 3.5 years to go after Trump for all these stupid trials. Why are they waiting until right now?
Is it possible they're waiting until right now because Trump consistently delayed the trials?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think? No, I should have explained it. What? The guy you first heard was Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew.
Oh, okay.
And then it was kind of interesting to just know that this guy wants a peaceful demonstration. Okay, now let's go to cut 103. And this is a little commercial about the trial as well. Let's listen to this here.
Trump today appeared to fall asleep in court.
The former president appeared to be sleeping again.
Are you in the courthouse feeling
sleepy?
Sleepy guy. Sleeping son of a bitch.
Bored by a rigged trial with a corrupt judge who's a Trump hater and a case that should never have been brought. And all the legal scholars agree. Then you need 5 Trial Energy, the energy drink for anyone facing 5 trials at once. 91 indictments in 4 different states could make anyone a Woodle Tiger. So grab a 5 Trial Energy and you'll be feeling woke, the good kind. The prosecution never rests, and neither should you, big guy.
We, the jury, find the defendant.
Not sleepy. 5 Trial Energy. Put a gag order on fatigue.
That's fantastic stuff.
Gag order fatigue.
Now, there's so many trials, right?
Right.
And here's another bit from The Daily Show. It's 104. And it is about the many trials of Trump. Let's pick this up.
Right. Let me get into Trump's trial. Let's be clear about which trial this is. Is it the classified documents trial? No. The January 6th trial? No. The Georgia RICO trial? No. The sexual assault defamation trial? No. The real estate trial? No, it's the porn money hush love sex music trial. This dude treats criminal charges like Pokemon. He's trying to catch them all. Now, to be clear, Trump is not on trial for sleeping with the porn star or paying her hush money. He's on trial because he allegedly falsified business documents to cover up the hush money, which could be construed as an unreported campaign expense. This is the most complicated plot a porn star has ever been involved in.
Isn't that great? Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Normally a storyline in any porn movies.
Right.
But this time there is one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just fantastic. You know, have you noticed that Trump looks a little drawn?
Doesn't look well.
He doesn't look well.
Now, maybe it's the lighting in the courtroom, you know.
Bad lighting, yeah, bad fluorescent lighting, right?
He's got the bags under the eyes.
Yes.
That's not a good sign.
Right.
That sometimes indicates some heart disease or something like that.
They always have these press conferences after he leaves the trial.
Right, yeah.
And I'm always surprised that the sound isn't very good. I mean, you'd think that they would try to make the sound rather well, because obviously he's going to make a statement.
Yeah.
And it's always like off in the distance someplace.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't put some microphones
up
there.
Actual microphones for the networks.
Yes, instead of, yeah.
But they don't.
Getting the mics like from 20 feet away or wherever.
But he is stylish. He's very stylish.
Yeah,
yes, yes. So
what do you mean?
Let's get 102 up and ready to go there. And yes, apparently they're working on the style of both Trump's style and Melania's. Mm. And this is really fantastic. Yeah, now, I got to warn you.
Okay.
This is Stephen Miller, the guy who wanted to take children away from their parents as they crossed the border, okay?
Right.
Okay, let's listen to this.
Also to say, since we're addressing the subject of style, the most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes are Donald Trump and Melania Trump. Donald Trump's a style icon. He changed American fashion in The Apprentice. People spent the next 10 years trying to dress like Donald Trump. So if anybody deserves a puff piece on their sense of style, it's Donald Trump and the First Lady.
There you go.
Coming up, we've got Alicia King coming up from the U.S. Forest Service.
That's right. The Products Laboratory.
John and Gordy continues.
Gordy in the morning.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Growing up in a rural community can have its benefits and its challenges. I'm PM Yankee with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. One of the challenges is making sure that you've got equal access to resources when it comes to thinking about college or technical college. Now there's a new college that's trying to help. Details on the way.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The College for Rural Wisconsin is just a year old now. It's housed on the UW-Madison campus, but it promotes education wherever a student may find it. Jennifer Blazik is the program director and says their goal is to make sure kids that are in rural communities have equal access to answering questions about their next step. Will it be technical college? Will it be college?
But really what it is a free college access program to really support students along that college going pathway. Everything from, should I go to college? I'm thinking about college. What does that mean for me? To, I'm going to college. How do I be successful on campus? And it doesn't matter where you go. We're a UW-Madison program, but that doesn't mean we're pushing students to come to UW-Madison because we know that that college is not right fit for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're going to two-year, four-year, public, private, in-state, out-of-state. We want to give you the tools and the resources and the support needed to help you develop that pathway that's best for you.
Jennifer Blazik is the program director, College for Rural Wisconsin. She said one of their primary goals is trying to offset some of the challenges that rural school districts have when it comes to things like school counselors. Blazik says all school districts are eligible for their resources. Find more. collegeforruralwisc.org.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And today is the deadline. If you've got a great grilled cheese recipe that you'd love to share, the Grilled Cheese Championship is looking for it. Saturday is Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in the small community of Dodgeville. It'll attract more than 1,200 people and plenty of competitors. Today, the last day for entries. Go to grilledcheesewisconsin.com. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers today. We'll see a high near 51. Tonight, clearing out, a low near 33. Winds pick up on your Friday. We'll have sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. West winds up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 50, near 60 with sun Sunday.
Currently 46 degrees.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Should have.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
From
the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
That's good stuff.
A lot of people don't know that you're doing the bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, I did it.
I think I did that better than you did.
I think you might have, yeah.
Mad Radio WMDX, now you're angry.
Boom, boom, boom. You don't like it?
No, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, really well done.
You just found that out that I did
92.7. I just wanted to tell the listener.
The listener?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Add a little dimension to it and understand that you did that. You put all that work into it. You should get some credit for it.
Okay? Thank you.
All right.
It's cloudy today. We're at 46 degrees, highs around 48. Maybe some rain this afternoon. And it's going to be nice tomorrow, and it's going to be really great for the weekend. Saturday is going to be absolutely beautiful. You know, and Saturday, by the way, is Earth Day.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, what a strange thing.
It's just a coincidence. Not a strange thing.
We have a guest.
It's been
celebrating Earth Day today.
Earth Day began way back in 1970. It's been celebrated ever since. And joining us this morning is Alicia King from the U.S. Forest Service. Good morning, Alicia. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Sounds like this is going to be a very fun event. Where's it taking place first? Let's find out. Let's get everybody on the map for this.
Yeah, what's happening?
Where is it? Where is this event taking place, the celebration for Earth Day?
We are holding our Earth Day event at the Forest Products Laboratory, which is at 1 Gifford Penshaw Drive in Madison. It's really close to the VA hospital. Mm-hmm. It's in between Highland and Walnut.
All right. Okay. There it is.
And it's Saturday from 10 till 3, correct?
Yes, from 10 till 3. Our doors open at 10, and unfortunately, we will close them at 3.
Okay, well. You know, I remember the very first Earth Day, 1970. Do you remember it, John? It was a big deal.
Yeah, actually, no.
Okay. Well, thank you for playing our game. And Earth Day, you know, there was that famous picture from Apollo 8, I think, of a picture of the Earth that we had never seen before from space. And it was just something
that impressed everybody.
It did impress everybody. And we started thinking about a little bit more about the environment, and then they created Earth Day. I'm not sure who created it way back then, but I remember there were all kinds of walks taking place, like you know, like nowadays you'd see a 5K run or a 10K run to raise money. I did a walk on Earth, the very first Earth Day, with my friend Mike Arvold. We went 30 miles. It was a 30-mile walk. So we started early in the morning, and you know, it was just dumb. You know, Mike and I thought, well, we'll do this really quickly. So let's run the first few miles. That would be a good idea. That was a really, really bad idea. Because we ran about 3 miles and then we're like, we were tired. We got 27 miles to go. Blisters on the feet. But anyway, Earth Day has been celebrated in 1970. So what are you doing, Alicia?
Who started Earth Day?
Well, that's a good question. Alicia, do you have an idea?
Do you know?
Did we lose Alicia?
I do have an idea of who started Earth Day.
Okay. Tell us.
So, you know, Earth Day Earth Day is April 22nd, but we're celebrating it April 20.
Okay.
And it really is, as you mentioned, started in 1970. And Madison was one of the first cities that actually did Earth Day activities. And it was
Gaylord Nelson.
Gaylord Nelson the, you know, the inventor, so to speak, of Earth Day.
I recall that. Yeah.
And so, you know, based on that tradition, we thought, oh, Madison, what a perfect place to hold an Earth Day event.
Absolutely.
And to do it at the Forest Products Laboratory, where we really do want to think about how can we be more green and how can we have a more sustainable Earth. So here at the Forest Products Laboratory, we really do a lot of work to identify and conduct innovative wood and fiber research. And so our whole laboratory is really dedicated to thinking about how can we contribute to conservation and the productivity of forest resources. So, you know, if we think about the things that we can do as individuals and as industry and as organizations, sustaining our forests, and that helps us sustain the economy and our quality of life. So it fits really well with Gaylord Nelson's idea of what we should be thinking about when we celebrate Earth Day.
Right.
You know, and Earth Day is something for everybody. It doesn't matter where you are politically. Conservation is important for all of us.
Right.
And so you've got a few things. You've got some tours set up. You also have some events for the kids. So let's talk about that. I know Smokey Bear is going to be. Is it Smokey Bear or Smokey the Bear?
It's Smokey the Bear.
We grew up with Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. There's always confusion about that. So it is Smokey Bear.
No.
You know what makes it so confusing
what?
Is somebody wrote this really great jingle about Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in their song, they sing Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. But he really is officially Smokey Bear.
Well, I don't agree. Okay. Well, let's get beyond that. But so he's going to be there, and kids can get pictures with him, right? And bear hugs.
Absolutely. And, do a little jig with Smokey and give him hugs. And Smokey is kind of our, for the Forest Service and for other agencies that work on forest, wildfire. Wildfires, of course, happen, but Smokey Bear really wants to put the message forward that you as a human can help prevent forest fires, unwanted forest fires. And so about 98% of the fires that happen in our forest are human related. So somebody not putting their campfire out, somebody, lighting a match, not being careful. But, Smokey's there with us on Earth Day because he is such an icon, and he's just so lovable and huggable, and so we want people to have fun with Smokey.
Am I reading that it's his 80th birthday challenge? He's 80 years old?
Yes, and so one of the things that we have at our Earth Day event is the Smokey Bear's 80th birthday reading challenge.
Yes.
So we have
does
lots
he have
of
gray
opportunity
hair?
To think
does
about
he,
that.
Does Smokey Bear have gray hair now?
Well, he's wearing a hat.
You wouldn't know then, I guess.
He hides it well. Hides his age well.
I understand the Children's Theater of Madison's also performing. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are so excited to have them. They are going to be doing small skits. They have three skits lined up for us, one at 11, one at 1, and one at 2:15, and their skits are environmentally focused. And so these youth, there's about 5 to 10 of them who are during that, at 11, 1, and 2:15, doing their performances. And that'll be in our theater on our top floor of our lab. Right.
Very good. We're talking with Alicia King from the U.S. Forest Service about Earth Day at the Forest Products Lab here in Madison. And I understand the Girl Scouts can earn a Tree Promise badge if they attend. Talk a little bit about that, Alicia.
We discovered that the Girl Scouts of Madison, Wisconsin have a badge that they work on. And it's called the Tree Promise Patch, and they can do different activities to earn points to earn that badge. And so we have tailored a bunch of our activities that day to make sure that when they go from one location, one booth to another, that they get that checked off of their list so that they can earn their badge. We are so excited about being able to help them, be aware of what's going on with Earth Day and how can they be more green and what can they learn about it.
Very cool. And you got a scavenger hunt, too.
We have a scavenger hunt, and we have really cool prizes. So if you finish the scavenger hunt, you can go and pick out your prize. And so our scavenger hunt is good for youth and adults. So we've got, we'll help. If you can't figure out the answer, we'll help you figure out the answer. But by going from one booth to the other to discover the cool things that we research at the lab, you can easily answer those scavenger hunt questions.
I thought they were going to run through neighborhoods looking for stuff behind people's houses or under their cars.
I don't think it's like that.
Cross the street, little kid.
We're not going to send anybody out there. We're going to ask them to stay in with us and explore the lab.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things that we also have, as you know, are the lab tours. And so oftentimes when you come to the lab, you really can't go behind the scenes because our researchers and our scientists are doing their work.
It's
back
secret.
There.
Yes. Dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
The hazmat outfits.
The laboratory.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I always call it laboratory.
Okay.
You know, I watched too many, too many horror movies in the old days, but, do we have the jingle all set up and ready to go?
Oh, let's hear the jingle.
Is there a difference? It's like a whole song. Is there a difference between the two of them?
No, I don't think there is. I just sent you two just to make sure.
Hang on, Alicia. We want to play the jingle.
Yeah, it's
the
real song that put Smokey the Bear on the map. Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
You can camp upon his doorstep and he'll make you feel at home. You can run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He will let you take his honey and pretend he's not so smart. But don't you harm the trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear.
There it is.
Prowling and a-crowling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, because he sure deserves the name.
That's it, see? He's
Smokey
a bear,
the bear.
And his name is Smokey. Okay. Smokey the Bear.
Okay.
So yeah, then Smokey Bear. I can see how it creates confusion. And you know what? Doesn't matter as long as you get his point across.
Yes. Okay. I guess that's the way to... Best way to say it.
So Saturday, Earth Day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Forest Products Lab. All kinds of fun stuff going on to celebrate Earth Day. Oh, and I just saw that you get a free sapling to take home and plant. What's that about, Alicia?
Yes. So, you know, so oftentimes when we think about what we can do for the Earth, planting a tree, you know, it just is so helpful. It provides home and habitat for the creatures that are in our neighborhoods, and it creates, you know, the opportunity to, you know, to just help us breathe clearer. And you've heard about forest bathing, you know, being able to go and hug a tree and stand in the trees. Just, you know, kind of gives you, And so we want to make sure we worked with the Department of Natural Resources to get the right kinds of plants that are native to Wisconsin, so that you can plant them in your backyard and know that you're contributing to the native tree environment. But you know, trees are so crucial and so important to our environment. And when you think about all of the products that come from trees, I mean, you know, we oftentimes think of the chairs that we sit on, or the desks that we sit at, or the windows that are in our home, or the structures of the homes or buildings, or, you know, those sorts of very tangible things. In our laboratory, we are doing really innovative research that helps us find other uses for wood. Right. And so if you can look into the inside happenings of a tree, which we will have a booth that will give you that magnification of what's going on inside the trees. And we can extract lignin and nanocellulose from those trees. And that the cellulose from the tree, and we turn it into nanocellulose, and we can put that in cement. And that helps strengthen the cement. It takes less water to actually make the cement, and it stores carbon. And so we do experiments that help us discover things like that. We have film that, instead of using plastic, you know, so many of us use plastic, one use source of plastic. We're looking at nanocellulose to be able to create film that we can cover our food with. And then that film, once it's protected the food, it then becomes biodegradable. And so we'll have a lot of hands-on booths, a lot of opportunity for you to see what our scientists are creating,
great stuff.
How they create it, and what we can do with it.
Well, very good. Well, Alicia, thank you for joining us this morning. You got interactive education displays this Saturday, behind-the-scenes tours, as you were mentioning, research and scientific engagement. You can talk to the folks at the Forest Products Lab, and again, Smokey Bear will be there all day long, and you can get a photo opportunity with Smokey the Bear. It happens Saturday, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Alicia, if people want to find out more, what's the best place to do that, website or Facebook? What do you got?
You know, the website really is the best place to find more information. All right. And so, of course, if you Google Earth Day at the Forest Products Lab, you'll easily find it. If you go to the Forest Products Laboratory, our event section will share that. You can also call our line, and of course, Am I able to find that number off the top of my head? Of course not.
We'll get it for you.
We'll get it for you. We'll
find us.
Alicia King, we're all out of time. Thank you for joining us.
You're a great guest. Thank
you. Have a good day at Earth Day at the Forest Products Lab Saturday.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly. You gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it. You've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing.
Swing, 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 man.
Baby, come
okay. At the Mad Pad.
That's come it. John and Gordy, Thursday morning.
WMDX, yep. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Hope you're having a very good morning so far. That was a fun interview.
Yeah, Alicia King.
Found out a lot.
Yeah, she couldn't find the phone number, but I've got it here. It's 715-490-4623. And again, we'll have more information on our Facebook page. And that sounds like a fun event, Earth Day at the Forest Products Lab this Saturday here in Madison.
Did she mention, I was trying to get the Smokey the Bear theme ready. And
right.
Did she mention what trees they were giving away? What kind of trees?
It didn't say. I don't see that.
All right. Sorry. Well, it's right. Probably the next tree that'll be infected by some disease of some sort. We keep trying to stay ahead of the game here, and the ash borers came in all of a sudden.
Right.
From the flatlands, Chicago.
Hey, let's go to the John and Gordy hotline.
Right,
we've got a caller there right now at 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I can understand how the Billy Joel request line would forget that Gaylord Nelson was the creator of...
Really? Gaylord Nelson started it all, right?
Right.
For environmental causes.
Billy Joel. I think I'm the same age as you guys. Yeah. On Earth Day, I know exactly what I did. Mm. I belonged to a biology club. I was in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And we went out and cleaned this park up on Saturday morning. And everybody said, "You join biology club?" I said, "Of course, there's a lot of cute girls in it."
Yeah.
I knew nothing about anything else.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish.
We went to this Penn Park with trash bags and picked up trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of a cool thing. Yeah. I went around, all around Madison. That type of thing was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Earth Day, the very first one, 1970. They had all kinds of activities like that in Wisconsin.
Well, I was
Midwest, all across the country.
I was out of school by then, so that's why it didn't affect me much.
Yeah.
I went to art school. Though, was Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
That's Dave. It can't be anything but.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And when you have a song like that, how could you not say Smokey the Bear?
Yeah.
That is a fantastic tune.
All right, Dick. Thank you for that call.
Hey, thanks. Right. Thanks for calling. I just thought that this might be interesting. Because it's shocking stuff. According to a new study published last week in the journal Neurology, get this, for deer hunters.
Are you going to scare us now?
Listen up.
Okay.
The long-discussed and frequently dreaded transmission of CWD from hunter-harvested deer into human beings might have actually occurred in 2022.
CWD, chronic wasting disease.
Yep. The study title alone is enough to perk the ears of anyone who follows CWD epidemic over the years. You know, Wisconsin decided not to do anything about it.
Right.
Just have a map and say, here, it's in this county now, it's in that county. That's the extent of what we did about CWD in Illinois. They had sharpshooters and hunting season for it and everything. They tried to clear it out, and they did a darn good job of it down there.
Mm-hmm.
But not up here, not in hunting territory.
Right.
I don't get that at all.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. The authors of this study go on to highlight a cluster of cases after exposure to chronic wasting disease in infected deer. Those findings, they say, are suggestive of potential prion transmissions from CWD infected deer to humans. And the title of the article is Humans Hunters Die After Consuming CWD-Infected Venison.
Wow.
So they've got proof that it is happening. And because we didn't do anything about it, oh, well. Mm. All right. Okay. Yeah. We should have done something about that, and this is not good. Not good news for hunters and, you know, just the sport itself.
Not at all.
You know, the hunters are dwindling out there. You know, they're not exactly heading out anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not passing generation to generation as it used to.
Yeah. Yeah, the numbers are down.
We have a Gen Z guy here that used to go hunting and doesn't anymore because he's afraid of CWD, right?
Sam?
Well, I mean,
now you are, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
should be.
Yeah, I haven't ever run into anybody who's had experience taking a deer that had CWD, so I haven't dealt with it personally, but it's not a fun thing to have to deal with being a sometimes hunter, I would call myself.
Yeah. You don't go out every year, but once in a while?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go out with my dad here and there, usually for opening weekend, but that's about it.
Is it mainly deer, or do you hunt anything else?
Pretty much just deer now, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I did with my dad. We went hunting once, bow hunting for deer, and I don't know what it was that happened during that little experience, but he never took me hunting after that again.
Yeah. You know, my dad and I, he went camping once with the Boy Scouts, you know, because they needed, you know, counselors or, you know, chaperones or whatever. We never went camping again after that. It's like completely not interested, wouldn't do it.
You know, parents find out, you know, they experiment, and then they say, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, he didn't want anything to do with it.
The bonding thing is okay at home, but... I'm not going out in the field with this kid.
Exactly.
Either of you have any of that with your kids, like something you tried out and then just realized it was a bad idea?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what they were, but yeah. We tried, we failed. It's part of parenting.
Yeah. We went on a couple of vacations, you know, in the minivan and drove out to the Dakotas and, you know, went out to the Badlands, did that kind of thing, went to Mount Rushmore, stuff.
We climbed up.
Yeah.
Climbed up Mount
Rushmore. Oh, yeah. And, it was fun, you know, but by at the end of, you know, 5 or 6 days, you know, in the minivan and and staying in motels just along the way, we didn't really plan it out. Just point the car in the direction. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we get out 3 days, we'll turn it around, start coming back a different way and stay at a few parks or, you know, visit a few national parks, that kind of thing. It was fun. But at the end, we did that, I think, 3 different trips. And then we said, you know, that's okay. That's enough. Well, went to New York City one time with the kids. That was fun. Empire State Building.
We did the same thing.
Statue of Liberty, all the big ones, you know. Yeah. All that stuff.
I got to say, though, and this is a little tip for new parents out there.
Right.
Don't waste your time going on a vacation with your kids.
Okay. Really?
It's a tip that it's an important tip.
Okay,
to remember, because they won't remember your vacation.
That's true. Take a lot of pictures. Take a lot of video.
Well, we did that too. But, you know, my younger one, Brett, he hated going any place out of the house.
Really?
So when we were out west in Wyoming, he was like complaining and whining and didn't like going any place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just awful.
Did you go see Old Faithful at Yellowstone?
So, you know, I wish they'd remember what we did, and they don't.
No, they don't. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this Thursday edition. Tomorrow, we have Jeff Clark talking about from the Green Delivery Service. Have a great day.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.